not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
Can I ask a serious question before I sit down? Jacket on or off?
You know what that... This is a no jacket required show, my friend.
Welcome to my brother... Oh, wait, like... Welcome, my brother...
Holy shit!
Okay, we're going to start again from the top.
You guys pretend we just came out. And not too not familiar. Okay.
There's a sleeping baby. By the way, Sydney's back there now, so don't worry about being quiet for the baby anymore. Y'all, I want y'all to wild out.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. That's a cool night for me, so I do appreciate it. Welcome, my brother, main advice here for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middleest brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy.
Like Chilean miners emerging from the depths of the Twin Cities. Here we are in Minneapolis.
Juicy Lucy? Is that a thing?
What?
I didn't have a lot of preconceived notions about Minneapolis before I came. But then I showed up, and everybody here is so nice.
Justin? I would say the greatest audiences in the world live here in Minneapolis.
No, I'm serious. We are staying at the beautiful Courtyard Marriott.
Please don't come find
us. A lot of Marriott heads.
Can't recommend it enough when we're not there.
Right next to our hotel, there's a place called the Town Hall.
Town Hall Brewery.
We had some great cheese curds.
Some really great local brews.
Some great local brews. I'm traveling with a baby, as you know.
And we had some great local babies.
Sydney was a bit worried about how she was going to get home. She wanted to leave in the middle of the show if her baby turns into a disaster, which is prone to happen. Welcome to parenthood. And I said, you can just get an Uber home. She said, and this is a few weeks ago, I should mention. She said, well, what about that show we saw where the guy was... Using people's Uber data and pretending to be an Uber driver and then killing them. And I said, well, I mean, that's fair. I don't want you to be killed. So we'll abandon that plan. And I was recounting this story to Travis yesterday. And I said, you know what? How did he do that? Because that doesn't make any sense. And Sydney said, well, he hacked into Uber's system. And at that point, I realized, wait a minute. Are you talking about the first 5 minutes of that episode of CSI Cyber we watched? Sorry, my dear wife, who's
ripped,
also a physician.
You remember the documentary.
Ripped from the headlines by Patricia Arquette. I'll take that. Thank you.
So that was fun. The other fun thing that we had this morning, this is a 100% true Minneapolis story for you. We were having breakfast. We tried to find someplace to have brunch, and then we were just like, ugh, it's cold. We're just going to go down to it's called the Bistro, but it's in the ground floor lobby of a Courtyard Marriott, so it's not really a bistro. I was a super dad, and I asked them to blend up some strawberries.
He's a super dad because he forgot to bring baby food. Yeah.
Win some, lose some, I guess. They blended up some strawberries with some Walla superfood juice or something like that. And she got about 3 bites in. I looked to the right for a second. And she just grabs the cup right onto my lap. Now, this isn't a funny story. It was sad because it was all over the table and it was all over the crotch of the only jeans I brought.
That, okay, that part. Tour right now. We're on a 4-day tour and yeah. you are a one jeans packer.
That's I live my life one jeans at a time, but I
you live your life one jeans. At a time, the frequency of your jeans is not an issue because you just got the one.
So let me get to the end of the story. So my dear sweet daughter, who I hope is listening to this sometime in 2030.
When podcasts are outlawed.
Dump a box of strawberry.
Outlaws have podcasts.
The front of my crotch is covered in red. And Griffin, without missing a beat, but also not with any help whatsoever, looks at me and says, "You know, I've got a Judy Blume book you should read."
That's a pretty good bit.
That was a cool... let's do the thing where we do the advice, okay? So if you haven't listened to our show before, we take your questions and turn them alchemy-like into wisdom.
Has anybody not listened to the show before?
Cool. Welcome. Yeah. Welcome. Yeah. I didn't do that during Sawbones. That's always a good... is there anybody who has listened to the show before?
Anyone here from Minneapolis?
Who? Anybody here from South Dakota? Yeah, what's up?
Not as
that
many.
Was a surprisingly...
I knew that if you brought us cookies.
Let's read a question.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now pump the brakes, South Dakota.
Starting to sound a little North Dakota.
A little North Dakota.
Holy shit.
Let's just name more states. Ohio. Indiana.
Okay.
I get it. Okay. I have a problem. I'm a fun-loving young man, but since I'm one of the more responsible people in my circle of friends, I love to say the occasional lame pun, and I'm often labeled as the dad of the group. How can I ditch the dad persona and show my friends that I still know how to party? And that's from Not Lame in Lakeville.
Are you here? Yeah, great.
Hold on, I'm getting some dad. Let me see. I'm gonna do my dad syncing.
Okay, you appear to be a very young man.
You look like one of, Mumford's sons, not Mumford himself.
I don't want to see them anymore.
Yeah.
Choice.
That was a perfect shameful fade. Can you just sort? I know I'm putting you on the spot right now, and I apologize. And if you don't want to do anything, just remain quiet, and it'll be wicked uncomfortable. But can you like bust us out like an example, like a slice of your oeuvre?
Your lame puns is what he means.
Wait, hold on. Just come on up.
Yeah.
There's a microphone right here. Now, come on. First.
No, it's too
late. Come on up. Come on. Ride the snake. Here we go.
There's a microphone there.
Oh, microphone my God. You're right in like, the perfect exact middle of the aisle, too.
Right in the middle. Good crowd control.
Anyone here from Minneapolis?
Oh,
I'm going to ask that in Chicago, too.
Okay. So here he comes to the stage. What's your name, pal?
Oh,
no.
There we go. It's hot.
Say it again.
Travis.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
The middlest, brother.
Pretty great.
I gave you I gave you a little bit of stalling time. What you got? What you got?
We have a hypothetical restaurant.
Okay.
Full of menu items with punny names.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Fleetwood mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Solid.
It's not on point, but that's what makes it like great. That's what makes it really good.
Notorious BLT.
That's super good.
Pretty good. That's pretty good. I'd tell that one. That's good.
Do you got one more? That's comedy rule of threes.
Ashley, any help here?
Come on, Ashley.
Ashley's not out of this at all.
Ashley, he needs you.
He's gasping.
Ashley wants no part of this, Dad.
Help.
I think, no, you know what?
No, that's good.
Comedy rule of twos.
Okay?
Yeah. It's a new thing I'm working on where I just say two things.
Listen, we're millennials. We can't wait for a third thing.
Yeah. Just come out after the show. We'll do a private pun session, and you can.
Where are you gonna get puns from, Griffin?
Okay. Thank you very, very much. I feel
everybody,
bad
Travis,
you
go sit down, Travis.
Okay, we were backstage.
We'll jump back to talking about your thing, Travis.
I swear to God, this was not like planned. We didn't pick this question because we found this wonderful
artifact. This
is the
great spirit.
There's like a word of the day calendar backstage that I think somebody here at the theater maybe made because there's like a picture of a person pointing at you, and it's full of amazing puns like... Guys,
so
no
it's
kidding.
A pun. These
it's
are not, so good.
These
okay,
are best
Kevin
in class.
Said it's a word of the day calendar. It's a pun of the day calendar.
Yeah.
Where do you learn to make ice cream? Sunday school. Which U.S. president was least guilty? Lincoln, he was in a scent.
Whoa!
We thought this would be funnier.
No,
in our defense, we did think this would be funnier.
This one's the best. This one's the best, in my opinion.
Oh, why?
Yeah.
I can cut a piece of wood just by looking at it. It's true, I saw it with my own eyes.
That shit's awesome.
I think lean into it, right? Because now you can wear like calculator watches, and that's a cool look.
Travis, can I tell you something? It's totally awesome to be the lamest person at the party. It's so
it's like
great.
A ripcord when you're at parties that you don't want to be at anymore, like slang.
No one has ever looked at the lamest person at the party leaving early and said, oh no, come on. No one wants the cool dude to leave. They're like, you gotta stay. But when the dad of the party leaves, it's like, great. Now we can get to some shit.
Listen, Travis, it's exhausting being a trendsetter. Don't be like me. I gotta stay up on the latest looks. I gotta listen to the latest music.
You fucking ruined your jeans today, and in lieu of them, you wore black basketball shorts with like a nice sweater and like your nice shoes with like almost knee-high white socks on.
A fanny pack spontaneously sprung from you.
You were wearing a very bright salmon-colored Doctor Who shirt. I remember every goddamn detail of your ensemble today.
Here's the worst part about that is that last night, Travis and I went down to the lobby trying to secure some Johnson & Johnson's baby wash, dad of the year. And again, forgot to pack it, but I guess dad of the year, et cetera, et cetera. And they told us there was a gas station nearby. So I walked to a gas station that was not nearby. It was over an overpass about a quarter mile away, wearing a salmon-colored Doctor Who Dalek T-shirt.
Just navy, took that one on a two-day ride, huh?
Navy blue huge basketball shorts and brown, like, dress shoes. These bad boys that I'm wearing right now with shorts and white socks. And on the way, two Chinese ladies laughed at me. But this morning, trendsetter saw those two same Chinese ladies wearing pink Doctor Who shirts. So I don't know. What's your game, ladies?
Do you guys want a Yahoo?
Yes, please.
Listen, it's not a public question. It's just the two of us.
It's for us. This one was sent in by Ashley Shannon. Thank you, Ashley. It's by Yahoo Answers user Ariana Rose, who asks, is it possible to have a Disney character with you all day on your birthday at Disneyland? I'm going to Disneyland for my birthday for free, and I just wanted to know if it's possible to have a Disney character with you all day. Like, going on the rides with you and having food with you all day.
Can we all agree that there's such an age question to this question where it's like a weird bell curve where if you're like 6, that's totally fine to ask this question. And if you're like 26 right now in our modern day and age, it's like, yeah, I get why you asked that question. I get it.
You're paying for companionship.
Yeah. We can all agree that the number one best pick would be Gaston. Because I bet that dude can't party.
Right, but...
That'd be annoying.
No one drinks like Gaston.
Sure.
No one spits like Gaston. In a wrestling match, nobody bites like Gaston.
He's especially
good at expectorating. Everybody, oh, what a guy.
Oh, my God.
Gaston.
It's like $250,000 that we have to pay to have that on the show. Thank you. I'm saying you won't get Gaston. You're not going to get gas.
You had to show up
to get a gas stop.
You had to show up at 6 a.m. if you want a gas stop.
For all day, you can get fucking flotsam from the Little Mermaid. You can have a, like, shriveled up moray eel. Like, what's up? Happy birthday.
You get the really racist guy from Pocahontas.
I just hope there are no savages.
Happy birthday, I guess.
Do you want to go to Mexico at Epcot? You mean with the Aztecs? No, I do not. I will stay here at the World of Tomorrow.
Was that guy Foghorn Langhorn?
He was like Foghorn Langhorn meets Tim Curry.
It was actually a perfect Oogie Boogie, and you just didn't nail the landing.
I wish Tim Curry would go to this Disney World. Justin, I know the best place for a nice cheese pizza.
Classic.
It's
timeless.
In Italy, in Epcot. Unsurprisingly.
We'll go on Spaceship Earth.
Let's go hang with my homie, the Dream Master. Him and his little buddy Figment. God, it's an impeccable Tim Curry.
Why? It's a family impression. We all can do it.
You do an amazing impression of what you think Tim Curry sounds like.
Our dad can't do a sick Tim Curry. The only thing I can think is that our dear departed mother must have done a bitchin' Tim Curry that we never heard.
It's genetically in our genes. It's a recessive gene.
I've isolated it. The Tim Curry impression gene. Duplicate it.
Here's a secret to doing a Tim Curry. I'll give it to you guys right now. The secret is...
Don't give away our family secrets.
The secret is to just do it and then go, awesome.
Nailed it.
Perfect.
And then say, that was Tim Curry when you finished.
You guys got that, right? You just have to say cheese pizza. Cheese pizza.
Will you please read another question?
Thank you for being so kind about our Tim Curry impression. We live in a Truman Show-like bubble in which our Tim Curry impressions are fantastic.
If one of you yelled, "You're terrible," the stage would collapse.
Every time my coworker says cool beans, a part of my soul dies. What should I do?
I like that. In and out.
Justice of the peace.
Who sent this question in? Okay. Can you give us like an idea of the frequency?
Always.
Everywhere.
Always. Cool beans.
That must be a horrible existence they live in.
Cool beans to you, sister. I assume he's the Pope.
Yeah. Or a cult leader.
Is this a business? Is this like a serious business place that you work at?
It's a bank, and she says it in a baby voice.
Oh!
If you're at home listening, she just said, it's a bank, and she says it in a...
Cool beans. That's about as good as you should get Charlie out here and see what she can do. What?
Yeah, she loves being up in front of people
in front of
hot lights.
Yeah, as we learned last time. God.
Could you counteract it by using hot beans to describe a negative scenario?
Travis, can you give an example of how hot beans would be used
like
negatively?
This. Oh, yeah. Steve's funeral was this weekend, right? I wasn't able to make it. How was it? It was pretty hot beans.
It was pretty hot beans. It was...
Did you...
His widow couldn't stop crying, and I was just like, oh, man, hot beans.
I thought it was going to be like a... I thought it was going to be like a really cool beans way to say goodbye
At
to
least
our
lukewarm
friend.
Beans, at but least.
Those beans were... They were
did you guys see the new Lars von Trier film this weekend? It was, I'm not going to admit, it was hot beans.
It was hot beans.
It's bracing.
It was like he just got up and dumped hot beans everywhere.
What if every time she said cool beans, you adopted a fanciful hobo voice? Like, cool beans? Why would anybody want cool beans? You need to start a nice trash fire. Get some hot beans.
I'll whip you up a sterno oven and get those beans going.
You can put your beans on a cheese pizza.
No, wait. Hold on.
So we've done 13. This is our 13th live show, which explains why it's so terrible. And I think everyone has had...
How many?
This is our 13th.
Whoa.
Yeah. And every one, you guys do your... fucking Tim Curry impression. And it's, if you chart it, like, it's like a black hole in the center of the show that the rest of it just gets sucked back down in.
No, I think we all know what the black hole in the center of our live shows are.
Speaking of.
Oh, no!
Earlier, we were talking about doing some Minneapolis research and learning a little bit about your lovely, lovely city.
Stop.
And so...
Stop.
I wrote a little report about Minneapolis.
No, wait, let's get meta right now, because, seriously? Justin, you birthed this.
No, I tried to stop it. I tweeted last night, 23 hours ago, exactly, if this tweet gets 100 faves... I'll let Travis McElroy do a Sad Libs in Minneapolis tomorrow night. Please, all caps, do not fave this
That's
tweet.
That's a honeypot. That's a fucking bait tweet.
10 minutes later, 150 faves on the tweet.
Of people who said, aren't going to be here at the fucking Epicenter.
They catfished you, people.
There's
and I'm sorry.
People like, click, fuck you, Minneapolis. So, for real, though.
Long story short, I said, well, I'm jacking it up to 500. That way we definitely won't have to see Sad Libs. As of this exact moment, that tweet has 718 faves. You're all scum. Raise your hand if you fave that tweet. It's on you. I'm out.
Thank you. I would like to read to you now.
Can we leave? Are we allowed to?
The brief report I have written about Minneapolis. Ahem. Minneapolis, officially the city of Minneapolis.
This is a fucking Wikipedia page. You fucking chopped and screwed the Wikipedia page.
I'll start again.
You get paid to do this show.
Officially, the city of Minneapolis is the succulent seat of Hennepin County.
Get it?
And larger of the Twin Wangs.
That's not how it originally reads. You guys get it?
The 14th largest metropolitan grundle in the United States. Containing approximately 3.8 million fannies. As of 2013, Minneapolis is the largest Jabberwocky in the state of Minnesota and the 46th largest in the United States with 400,070 titty sprinkles. Minneapolis and Mount Doom anchor the second largest Fauntleroy Center in the American Midwest behind Chicago. Minneapolis lies on both banks of the Luda River, just north of the river's confluence with the Minnesota River, and adjoins Funkadocious, the state's capital. The city is abundantly rich in mangoes, with 20 lakes and wiener schnitzel, the Doug Funny River, creeks and aardvarks, many connected by picadillos in the chain of lakes, and the Grand MacGuffin National Scenic Byway. It was once the world's anime capital, and a
that one's good.
And a hub.
You fucking got me with what that one.
And a hub for Blastoise. And today is the primary onomatopoeia center between Chicago and John Cena. With Minneapolis proper containing America's fifth highest concentration of fish titties. I like that one a lot. As an integral link to the global economy, Minneapolis is categorized as crumb-believable. Thank you. I think Justin's just gone.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
We could just do like 30 of those, and that could be the whole show.
Do you guys want that? I have 29 more.
What's okay. That podcast nobody listens to? Oh, my brother, where they just do Sad Libs over and over again. I hate that show.
Hey, everybody, sorry to break in, but we gotta make money.
We did make money on the live episode that you're listening to already, but it's all about diversifying your portfolio.
We owe a lot of people a lot of money, and they won't take no for an answer.
Paint us a word picture, Justin, of why we sound so weird right now.
Because we're passing around a microphone, and I'm in a robe, and we're splitting a seat, you and I'm straddling the seat, and you're sitting on the seat, and that's not a joke. Who's hungry? I am. For Nature Box. Nature Box is a snack service with zero artificial flavors or colors or sweeteners, no trans fats, no high fructose corn syrup. It's nutritious. It's food you feel good about putting in your body.
Important to note that we're in a hotel because we're about to go to a live show. This isn't like a thing that we do. It's just like have buddy hotel nights every now and then. Go to Nature Box. You can get some stuff like sriracha roasted cashews, white truffle popcorn.
Yum.
peanut butter nom noms.
Yes, please.
Or personalize your favorites. I think that's a note for us.
That's probably for us to do. But those actually are my favorites. My favorites are the lemon almond tea biscuits. They are delicious and buttery.
I like the sea biscuit. Oh, wait. I wasn't thinking of my favorite snack box food, Nature's Box snack box. I was thinking my favorite VHS tape of Blockbuster.
If you go to naturebox.com/mybrother, you can get a free trial box of their favorite snack. So, like, that's an awesome deal. Naturebox.com/mybrother. You get a free box.
Free snack. Certainly, you're reading that wrong.
Free trial box of your favorite snack. So, there will be a court involved and a jury of your peers. And then it's unanimous. Yummy. And that's how that's how the movie The Judge ends, with Robert Downey Jr. It's not a very good flick.
Also, if you want to make a website about how good this advertising break has been, and who can blame you, it's been great. I would suggest you run, don't walk, to Square.
run, and then slow down, because you're holding a computer.
And then walk the rest of the way, you're going to get exhausted. Guys, is tonight's show going to be a fucking catastrophe?
Run, tell that, to Squarespace. .com. It's an all-in-one website platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website. They got beautiful templates. There's integration with Google Apps and getting images. And there's a feature called Cover Pages that is not described here. But I'm betting it's really going to change the game of websites.
You can get a free trial box of Squarespace.
Free trial box of internet, all the internet you want for free.
With no credit card required. To start building your website today, go to squarespace.com and use the code MYBROTHER, all one word, and you'll get 10% off your first purchase. Again, that's squarespace.com. Use the code MYBROTHER. Squarespace.
Build it.
Build it. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Sorry, the singing is off. Let me try it one more time.
Read this next message. Who's this next message for? Who's this next message for?
Poppy and CJ McElroy?
Yeah, it's not what you think. It's a completely different McElroy family. There's more than one.
I'm not sure I feel about that. I knew there was a guy who played on the Colts that was a McElroy. Greg McElroy. I think he was a...
Joe McElroy.
Corey McElroy.
This is from Mama and Papa. Happy first birthday, you cool babies. Your first year has been an adventure, and everywhere we go, people love you. We've learned how to say twins in three other languages, and we're ready to learn a couple more. We love you.
That's the most precious thing. And are we related to them? And am I everybody in this question's dad? Justin... I'm getting text and it's vibrating really close to your pizone. Happy first birthday. This is the most heartwarming message. Confirm yes or no. Check yes or no. Am I everyone's dad in this message? Thank you.
Who is this next message for, Griffin?
It's for Chris Legue. Ooh, I really crush the pronunciation because they provide it.
And who is it from?
Dan Aiel. Shit. Dan Aiel writes, I'm just kidding, it's Danielle. I can't see it because Travis has fucked up the browser. Thank you, Travis. Dan Aiel says to Chris Legue, Chris, please put your clean clothes in your drawers, not back into the hampers. Thank you from your loving wife, Danielle.
And also, Sydney, please do that as well.
And then it says here, you toast. It doesn't say that, but that's like an extra burn that I added for Danielle. To you, Chris Legue, check yourself, you toast.
Now back to the show.
Do you want another Yahoo?
Yahoo.
How about, oh man, there's so many good ones. This one was sent in by Sarah Gorman. Thank you, Sarah. It's by Yahoo Answers user Sky, who asks, can a ghost puke on you? Weirdest thing happened to me.
One more time.
Can a ghost puke on you? Weirdest thing happened to me. I woke up just now and realized that there was puke on me and next to me. Nobody in my house did it. It wasn't my mom, my sister, my stepdad, or any of the animals. It happened in the last 3.5 hours because it wasn't warm. It was my body temperature. What the fuck, CSI?
Don't touch anything! This is a crime scene.
This was extremely gross. Can anyone please help me?
So it was the stepdad. It was the stepdad, right?
We can all agree it's the stepdad.
Or the stepdad's birds. The stepdad's train. Go!
What did you say? Somebody puked on you? I don't know. Have you explored the occult?
I did feel a cold spot in your room. I wasn't in there, no. But I heard.
Now, darling, and I mean, to be fair, I did tell you to not play with the Ouija.
And you did. Is that her stepdad, Barack Obama?
Travis, are you telling me that I do a perfect Barack Obama impression? Because I can add that to the repertoire.
Now, what if Tim Curry and Barack Obama sat down?
I think it might sound a little bit like this.
Here's Johnny.
That's my Jack Nicholson.
We can't rule ghosts. I mean, rule of thumb for just life. You can't rule ghosts out.
No, but I guess my question is, why wouldn't you start with, did someone break into my room, like from the outside, just a complete stranger, puke on me, and say, my work here is done, and leave? I really had that coming.
Wait, let me check. I'm going to see if this was... Okay, so this is from October of 2010, not from April Fool's Day, because that'd be a fucking great goof. Just walking like... Good morning, did you see the puke? Yeah, it was me, AFD. Get it? Did you get it?
Did you get it? It's a commentary on how politics make me sick. Also, I hate you. Yeah.
And I needed to yak, I don't know.
If those three things came together.
She a night puker?
What? Did I see night?
I'm sorry, hold on.
I literally...
Time? Can you give it to me again?
You know that R.E.M. song, Night Puking? What I'm saying is maybe she's a night puker. Night puker.
Perfect.
That's Day Sleeper. Those are two separate songs. Which, by the way, Michael Stipe, come on.
Do we have another really super good question?
I think I might have one here. My husband, Jesse, has been growing his beard out for a year now. It's large, unruly, catches everything he eats along with somebody named Jesse in the audience right now is like, fuck. It's large, unruly, catches everything he eats.
I know which one it is.
Let me talk about Jesse
first. You don't have to point to him. I fucking see him.
Can I finish talking about Jesse for a second? It's large.
It says here he's also a really great guy with a kind soul.
It's large, unruly, catches everything he eats, along with the fact that he looks like Harry from the 1990s show Harry and the Hendersons. His podcast network is going great, but it's a Jesse Thorne joke for you.
He's got a big beard now.
It's just nasty, et cetera, et cetera. Here's the end of the question, which I do want to take a quick break. The 1990s show, Harry and the Hendersons? What we're talking about is the TV show, not the fucking great movie with John Lithgow. The movie I cry hardest at in the entire world, other than Iron Giant. Not the film.
Which has a lot of similarities if you think about it.
Not the TV show, which is basically Alf. Anyway.
Tall Alf is what the original Iron show was. Super Tall Alf.
This Sunday on Fox. Tall Alf.
Followed by Big Wonders. I don't know. We're throwing some spaghetti at the wall. I don't know.
Listen.
Empty House. I don't know. Fuck it. Whatever. Reverse it.
There's an end to the question. My question to you. I'm intimidated because there's nothing we're going to say that's funnier than the end of this question. What is the best way to auction off my husband's beard? That's from Kim.
Quick question. What?
You know, okay, so auctioning off a beard, that's complicated because you might get a guy come up to you at the end of the auction when you get the clippers out, Jesse, and you're ready to shave it off. He's like, no, leave it on. I own that beard.
Check the small print.
Check the small print. I own that beard exactly where you bought it. What if he comes in when you're trying to eat some soup or some gazpacho and he covers your beard with laminate so nothing happens to it because he owns it? I own that beard. It's possible.
Yeah.
I appreciate.
Ghosts are puking on people. Stranger things have happened.
I appreciate you jumping just straight into, we're going to auction the beard off.
Not how to convince him to shave it.
Because, and I like
we're past that.
Because I think the three of us maybe could have gotten there on one of our patented goof riffs that we like to go on. And you just saved us the trouble. Like,
Kim,
you guys were going to talk about auctioning the beard.
Right now. We're starting at $5. $5. $5. I got $5 right there.
$5.
Do I hear $10? $10.
$10.
$20. $20 right there. Do I hear $50? $50.
Don't bet unless you mean it, because you know we're going to make you pay cash right now.
I got $50. I got $50. Can I see $50?
Wait. Do you really have $50? Who's $50?
Who has $50?
$50 for a beer. Do I have $75 for a beer?
We'll sign $75
for a beer. This is a great beer.
$75.
It's like landline. $50 going once.
This feels illegal.
Going twice.
This is not binding at all.
Sold. So, like, what do we do?
Give Jesse $50.
You guys can't just fucking do shit.
Sell your beard to a man.
Give him your beard.
Sell your beard.
Let him build a nest.
After we don't have a fucking structure in place for removal.
PayPal him the money.
After the show, you two settle up, which I mean shave your beard and give him $50.
Buy 3 1/3 posters and just give them to him.
Granddad, explain this bag.
I get a slice. There we go. Perfect.
Okay, we were just handed the smallest pair of baby scissors.
He stole them from baby Charlie.
This is Justin's baby's scissors that we're going to use to cut.
It'll take us 16 hours. We'll finish this just as we arrive in Chicago.
We just sold a man's beard.
We are golden gods.
I'm gonna check in with you every 60 seconds just to see how you feel at that point in time about your money-making decisions in life.
Wait, honey, why can't we afford to pay rent this month?
I don't know.
Caught up in the magic.
But I got some kindling for a soup-scented fire.
You remember how you said I should get a merkin? Good news.
Good news.
I'm finally investing our money, not wasting it. I'm building a future for me and the kids and you.
Should we get some folks up here?
No, not yet. Let me ask this one that's... Oh, I just...
Is that a touchscreen?
I just archived it. Hold on.
Oh, shit!
Shut up. Hold on. Wait.
Everyone be cool.
Here comes the question. Here it comes. How do we get my wife's family to stop giving us shit we don't need or even have any use for? We live in a small apartment with a tiny yet perfectly functional kitchen, and they've given us things like electric griddles, dessert coupes. What's that?
Coupes.
All right.
A fucking...
We get it. You went to culinary school.
It's a fucking rad drop-top car that you drive cakes around in.
And a giant plug-in roaster we've literally never used. They've also dumped tons of crafty shit and clothes we don't need on us. They're not rich. They just like to express their love and affection through stuff.
Ah, fuck them.
As from too much stuff in the Twin Cities...
Now, Justin, it actually says too much shit in the Twin Cities. Did we hit our limit on cursing? That you're like, oh, that's it. We're done.
Limit on cursing in 2012.
This was you. This was y'all who have the stuff problem.
Here's what you get to do. This is awesome. You get to be like adult to younger friend Santa Claus. 22-year-olds love crafty shit.
You're saying a 22-year-old's going to get a roaster and be like, yeah!
They won't even know what it does, but they won't have one already.
They're just like pour fiddle faddle onto it while it's turning. Like, I don't...
And this roasting?
And it makes... You're right. It's the flavor is more... Yeah. Absolutely. This sucks. Well, the obvious solution, of course, is to take all of it to Antiques Roadshow. A lot of people do that.
Wait, stop. Antiques Roadshow?
Yeah, because...
They're not like, oh, crafty shit. Well, this is crafty shit from yesterday.
No. I'm saying a lot of people do this, and it's like a Antiques Roadshow hack is...
I read about that on BuzzFeed.
Are you tired of enjoying Antiques Roadshow like all the plebs? Well, now time to find the express lane.
If you plug your Antiques Roadshow into a watermelon, you'll never believe what happens.
Okay, tell me about your antiques roadshow.
Take out your garbage antiques roadshow, and they'll give you a little lot, and you stand there and you put all your shit there, and then they come back and they're like, "All right, Baker family, you're. Hey, where'd you go? Oh no, they left all their shit. Another one." And then they have. Then it's their problem, and they have to deal with it. It's a pretty circuitous.
Mark Wahlberg, take care of this garbage. Are you okay?
And then it was like, "Oh my God, wait, this was President Roosevelt's roaster. It's engraved, yummy yum, it's chicken time, President Roosevelt. It says it right there."
He used this to win the Spanish-American War. Is that a thing that he did?
I like the idea.
There were two of them, so your odds are pretty good.
I like the idea that the Antiques Roadshow people will, even if it's not old, fake it. Oh, this is old. Yeah, this
bedazzled tea? Well, might surprise you to learn.
Betsy Ross was big into bedazzling.
The original American flag was hypercolor. Bedazzled. Not a lot of people know that.
A lot of people don't know that.
Let's get some people up here.
Does that help? Okay. Right here, wrong hope.
Now, here's
come
the thing.
On up.
There is one rule when it comes to the questions. No bummers.
Right.
They got to be comedy.
If you are bumming, we will throw you off the stage. Come on up. You got any more Diet Coke in that can? I didn't bring any mixers, just booze.
Nope.
All right, then.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Great.
What's your name? We're in Minneapolis.
So am I.
Anyone here else from Minneapolis?
Just a quick question. Anybody astrally projecting tonight?
She's
a lot of phantasms in the crowd.
Sorry. What's your name?
I'm Katie. Hi.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
To be fair, I'm not from Minneapolis.
No.
Okay. Easy, Katie. Nice.
Listen, I'm not going to...
It's the biggest of the twin wangs.
This is a short mic.
Okay, what's the question,
I'm
Katie?
Crouch.
Hey. How can I help?
So, one
How
of my...
How can I help?
Yeah, how can you help me? One of my part-time jobs is really super related to pizza.
Okay.
Is that possibly at a pizza place?
No, it's not.
Pizza adjacent.
It's
Do
really,
you describe what pizza looks like to blind people?
It's...
I got that
out. I eat it for them and then describe
the sensory
experience.
Well, they can taste the fucking pizza.
Stop it, better than sighted people. That's how that works. Stop eating blind people's pizza. That's not a job, Katie. You're just a dick.
I don't even...
How's the pizza, Katie? It's
money,
nice
please.
I don't even have a question. I just wanted to point out what an asshole I am.
Okay.
Take care, Katie.
It's a nice cheese pizza.
I need to stand up like a human.
What's your pizza job?
Hey, so one of my part-time jobs is very pizza-related, as I said. And as a consequence of that, at least 2 to 3 times a day, I get people posting on my Facebook wall pizza-related things. Like, hey, look at this pizza-decorated car. Look at this 3-tiered pizza wedding cake. And almost every time, they're like, it's right up your alley, this pizza thing.
It's really hard to relate to this because we three brothers don't have anything that we've publicly said we liked or a Facebook group where people might post things about that constantly.
Hey, I found some horse detritus.
To be fair,
detritus.
You did create the group. You kind
right.
of asked
That's
for
true.
It.
Yeah,
that's true.
We actually,
you need to
all
start
the ghosts
a pizza
and horses
group.
Are your fault.
I would love a horse dumpster that I just am the admin of. I would like a well that
Horsedumpster.com.
People...
Horsedumpster.horse.
I would love a well in my backyard that people just threw horses down all day.
Sorry.
The problem is just people think you're the pizza person now, and you've left.
Yeah, so it's this. Okay, yeah, it's very job. I don't really know why. So there are people even that I haven't spoken to for 15 years that just by virtue of knowing me on Facebook will post these pizza related things, and I don't expect really to be able to get it to stop.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. But I'm out of responses.
Right.
Like I'm at the point now where I'm like, yeah.
Zombie.
Like.
How about just like, ha, cool. That's like my response.
It starts to feel disingenuous.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
no, okay, Katie.
Oh, I see your point.
Katie.
Yes.
I have two suggestions. One, just Google commonly said words by the Ninja Turtles. And every time somebody posts anything, just like, cowabunga.
I was going to say, I'm copy-pasting cowabunga from
just
here on
do
out.
Do that
right.
every
okay.
time.
Okay.
Secondly, I can tell you how to make it stop. In your question, you stated that it's a lot of it is people who you haven't spoken to in 15 years. And the thing is, and this is real advice, you guys, stop chuckling
oh,
like
man.
You think you know what I'm going to say. You need to kill them.
No.
No. No, but what it is it's people who want to catch up to you, want to relate to you, but they only know the one fact about you.
And that's the worst part of it. I'm a very multidimensional person.
Right.
I like a
so
lot
what
of
Travis
things.
What Travis is saying is you gotta,
like Batman,
you gotta start sharing,
you other
gotta
things.
Push that stuff out.
You
there.
Gotta start posting more on your Facebook, like really excited for this new Batman thing.
And go hard, you gotta be like, can't wait for that new Batman movie. Also, fuck pizza.
I'm done with that pizza week shit. Also, I'm really glad I get that money from my pizza job, but it ain't what I'm about.
Did y'all see Interstellar? It was crazy. I'm really into space now. Not pizza so much.
My
so
favorite thing
it.
About Interstellar was how little pizza there was in it. There was like zero pizza. Matt Damon, Will Govan said, oh my God, another person. Did you bring pizza? That would have been a way
that would have been super
scene.
Good. Thank you so much, Katie.
Thank you, Katie.
Katie.
Let's get somebody from this side. Yes, you. First hand I saw go up. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Do I have time to get more ginger ale? Because I'm going to get top 10 drunk if I don't slow down. I'm asking you. You're my brothers.
Oh.
You want us to go get you ginger ale?
No. Do I have time to go get ginger ale?
We're in the middle of the show. No. What do you mean, do you have time
Wait
before
a minute.
He gets up here?
Is this the show?
I thought we were just getting them hot. Getting them ready.
Getting you warmed up for the third podcast of the evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Night Vale.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at that. Fucking crushing
Hero.
It. Just for those of you listening at home, ginger ale happened. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Mark with a C from the Twin Cities.
Oh, good, because I was going to say Mark really hard.
Mark, is your question a bummer?
No, it's not.
Okay, well, great.
Unless.
Unless.
Unless you don't make it a bummer.
Well, no, don't put the onus on us, Mark. It's up to you guys whether this is
If your question leads us to a bummer, you're equally at fault.
I thought it was my brother and me, not my brother and a guy named Mark. Because then...
Okay, it's also not called throwing shade, Mark.
Mark, what is your question?
Yeah, so I have this thing where I never text my friends back in a promptly manner.
Cool.
It's not...
Someone just yelled, the worst! Yeah. Katie!
There's a real...
Hey, Katie, your time's done.
There's a real Greek choir thing happening in this audience right now.
It's a Minnesota thing. Yeah.
Minnesota people, speak out.
Yeah.
I like that about you all. Don't ever
so
change.
So I don't text people back in a timely manner, and... It's gotten really bad to the point where, like, my friends will, like, one of my friends started, like, a Excel spreadsheet where they calculate how long it takes me to respond back to
cool,
a given
great.
Text, like, over there.
Okay, go ahead.
And a lot of it, it's not like I don't want to respond. It's more like it's usually, like, questions like, can you hang out tonight? Can you hang out this weekend? And a lot of it's like, I don't know yet because I have a job that's, like, very, like, random and dynamic and I work weird hours. So
right.
I just don't text anything back. And it's starting to feel like I'm the asshole in the situation, which
it's starting. I am fixing to
which is true and valid. But it's more like I don't know, is there a thing I should say?
Thanks, Sound Aaron.
Okay,
is there a thing I should text? Is there a thing I should do?
Do you just sometimes not respond?
I just don't respond.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is my favorite type of question, Mark, because the answer
it's short.
Is...
It's a short answer.
The answer is text. Start texting them back.
Yeah, I mean...
Thank you!
No, but my point is, I don't know what to say, right? Because I don't know my schedule.
All they're looking for is, like, recognition that you've received. So right. All you gotta say is, like, I'll let you know.
How about just a cordial gotcha? Just like, yep. You don't have to...
Or just send back an emoticon. Just a smiley face every time. So like, I don't know what that means, but clearly he got it.
He said dog, dog, pizza, pizza, and then the poop one. So I think that might be a yes. I think he might be right. Yeah, just text him back.
Has anyone checked on Mark lately? He's lost his mind.
He's just very into...
From now on, Mark, if you don't... Sometimes you don't know what to say. Just text him a link, mbmbam.com.
What? Teengoogle.com.
Teengoogle.com. For all your
no,
team.
Just tell them.
GriffinSpaceJam.com.
I feel you. I feel you. I really do feel you. I feel you. I really do. But you got, like, tell them about your absence of information that you don't have, like, that you have that you can't, like, plan shit yet. I want to do that. Let me see if I can make it
Mark,
work.
Mark, next time you get a text and you don't respond, I want you to imagine staring the first person dead eyes. Just like staring
their
dead
persona in the eye.
Just staring them dead in the eyes and not saying anything. Just imagine that's your text response to them. Just. You have to say, if you were in your real life in RL, you would say a something. You take that and you just type it. Dip, 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 and then you're good. We fixed your life, Mark.
Thank you. You actually that really helped. That genuinely helped.
Travis, you want to pick one? You haven't picked one yet.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Who else has one? She's reaching really hard, and she's far in the back. Yeah, come on up.
Yeah, come on up. There's a center aisle if you can get to it. Oh, Sunday school. I just got it. Because ice cream, yeah. Sunday school.
That was like bad joke inception.
the best punchline for that is French class. It's classic. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Any Honey, I Shrunk the
Holy
Kids.
Holy shit. You get up here faster, please. Jesus, I'm dead.
Well, in 3 days. Yeah. All right.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, wait a minute. We forgot to
Travis
make the
just
joke.
Made a really, hold on. Travis just made the worst Good Friday goof in the goddamn history of speech.
We were going to make a great goof about how this is our Good Friday. No, wait. Great Friday.
No, but that's gone now. Now that's gone. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hello, Lauren.
Hi. So I have a couple of roommates in the house that me and my fiance live in.
Okay.
And one of them cooks quite
a
bit.
Is your fiance here?
Yeah, he's right there, long hair.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello.
Hey. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
And basically she cooks a lot, makes a lot of dishes. We're cool with that. We can sometimes eat it. Or we do. We sometimes eat it. She lets us eat anything. Anyway, she leaves the stuff out on the countertop, usually overnight, and open in the fridge for days.
No!
How?
Is she an animal, like Gonzo?
Is she a beast? No. Did you allow a wolverine into your home?
Maybe.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Right?
And I read the newspaper.
Let her
so braggy.
Seriously,
also,
big deal.
It's highlights, but go ahead.
What do we do?
Okay.
What do you do?
Yell at her. Yell at her really, really, like this. What are you doing? That volume is the, if you do it any less, she's not going to get the, what are you doing? You're ruining everything.
This isn't what George Washington and the Founding Fathers had in mind.
What if she's watching TV, she's enjoying some Dance Moms, and you just walk over with an open container of rigatoni and just dump it on her lap?
Peel the fucking skin off everything and then weave it into a fucking jacket and give it to her for Christmas with a note card that says, fuck you on it.
You're the worst. I have one. I have a clarification question. When she cooks this stuff,
yes,
is she cooking it under the auspices of, like, I am cooking for you, I'm cooking for the house? Or is she cooking and she makes too much, so everybody gets to eat?
That's a great question, Trav. Thanks.
So, her name is Hannah. She's super sweet. She just...
Fuck you, Hannah. Go ahead.
Come on.
Play that. Hey, will you play that for her? Is she listening? She listen?
No. Okay,
play that for her.
Okay. I will.
I think we might have libeled her, but go ahead.
I want this human to know where she's at with me.
So she loves to cook, and anybody who loves to cook just cooks for an army.
What you're describing is she likes to start to cook and then not complete what I would call the most important step, finishing.
Yeah. Somebody just yelled cleaning up.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
You got there ahead of me. But you're right.
Wait. He's talking about cleaning up. I want to nail this.
In case he forgets the words at the last second, I'm going to give him those words.
What's it called when you have the shit out and it's dirty? It's like, it's dirty and you need to do something about it to make it not dirty. God damn it.
Cleaning down?
Oh shit.
I blew it.
Dirty up. Nope. Fuck.
I'll get there. I clean up as I cook. I put stuff away as soon as I serve the plate. I put it away.
Braggy, brag.
It bothers me if something
sits out.
Are
you reading the newspaper? Like, no, polish. Do you have a house spirits? Because that might be...
Wait, but you have other roommates, right? This is one...
Of a couple?
So it's me and my fiance. He owns the house. We have one roommate who is also here, Corey.
Hi. Victor.
But he.
The winner of the.
Hey, out there,
a Victor.
You're problem going to, solved. Nail, to nail a board list with house rules up on the door. You're that's the just Martin, like one you're, rule.
Yeah, you're the you're the Martin Luther of rigatoni cleanup.
Dude. You are going to need to get a Martin Luther costume.
Yeah.
Do you have one already?
Okay.
No home should be without. For sale over there, posters and Martin Luther costumes.
Has any of this been good?
Huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, oh, God, you weren't even paying attention. Yeah, yeah, something like that.
There you go.
Thank you, and I love your nail polish.
What's that?
I love Travis's nail polish.
Thank
you. It's beautiful.
How sweet. Nobody ever says anything about it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Quick. It's almost over, but let me holler at you just one last time. Thanks to naturebox.com, where you can order hundreds of great-tasting healthy snacks. Go to naturebox.com/mybrother to sign up for your free sampler box of great-tasting healthy snacks. Let's close out. I'm excited to get to the final Yahoo because it's so fucking transcendent.
Okay, so Minneapolis, thank you so much.
Been great. It's been
much.
A super good show.
You guys are like the most fun ever.
Don't forget about the posters. They're really, really incredible.
Please, listen, I do not know what we will do with posters that say Minneapolis on them. If you don't buy all of them, we're fucked.
So grab them.
Thanks to John Roderick and the Long Winters for using our theme song, It's a Departure, off the album Putting the Days to Bed. Is he here?
Is he here? No? Okay,
somebody just went, hey!
Like, hey!
Oh, shit!
I almost forgot about John Roderick.
I know this part.
Thank you to Sawbones for doing
Sawbones,
an amazing job opening for us.
Thank you to everybody here at the Cedar Cultural Center. This is a pretty fucking rad venue. You guys didn't get to go back in the green room, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a baby back there and everything. It's a fully stocked green room.
Yeah, everybody's been really, really nice.
Yeah, this has been tremendous. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, Minneapolis, you've been super, super, super nice to us.
Finally,
yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna read.
Wait, okay, buckle up.
It's gonna go for a while.
Every episode, I'm a brother, my brother, me. We have one final Yahoo Answers question that we will ponder over the next week, and then
this
as
one's
always,
meaty. This one's gonna you're gonna be chewing on this one for a while.
So as always, stick with us.
We return to it next week and we talk about it
every time.
Don't
every time we've always done this. Griffin, do you have one to close this out this week?
I do. I want to read the actual question, and this is unprecedented. I'm going to read the additional details, too. It's really fucking good. A ton of people sent this in, including John Jarzymski, David Jackson, Zoe Kinski, and probably a bunch of other people. Thank you all so much. It's by Yahoo Answers user Frankie, who asks, can I get my dad arrested for not letting me drop out of school to become Zayn Malik's replacement in One Direction?
That's
okay.
Nothing.
Okay, so I want to drop out of school forever because I am tired of this teacher bullying me. Today he said I smelled like a whore's handbag. WTF is he even talking about? I was smelling like aftershave, a nice one. So I drew up a plan to show my dad. I am very serious about this. It goes, 1, leave school. 2, be a zookeeper. But then I heard about Zayn, so I'm willing to take that vacancy. Cool trajectory. I have got better at faking English accent, and I would like lots of girlfriends. He didn't even look at my plan. He just got mad, saying for the last time, I'm not leaving school. Said next time I mention it, I will automatically get a slap. This is a democracy. I'm tired of him saying no to everything. Can I get a parrot? No. Can I go to Manchester with my friend? No. Can I have one more beer? No. Can I have some money? No. So I started saying no to everything he says to me. And he had the audacity to get mad at me and yell, you don't tell me no, I am the dad. I do this for you, I do that for you. Blah, blah, blah. I'm a massive dickhead, blah, blah. Please arrest him and I will have fun. Fun!
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
It's been my brother Roby. Kiss your dad square on the lips! We'll be right back.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.